Welcome to the Friday, April the 26th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 34th episode of the 23-24 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work that we do and the difference that we make in the lives of our students. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Lee Fletcher at Lyndhurst 7th and 8th Grade Center. Congratulations to Lee. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and your team. Well, let's go ahead and jump right in. It's been another amazing week in the MSU of Wayne Township. Congratulations to our Ben Davis High School Winter Winds for an amazing weekend at the Winter Guard International World Championship. This past Sunday, they scored a 92.3, their highest score in the history of the Winter Winds program, and earned a silver medal in the World Championship. Congratulations to the Ben Davis High School Winter Winds. Also, this past Wednesday, our district celebrated Appreciation Day for our secretaries, media support, our business office, payroll, and our routing specialist staff. We appreciate them so much for all that they do to make sure that our buildings and our transportation systems and everything just runs seamlessly. And yesterday, what an amazing celebration of our Teachers of the Year. Congratulations to our 2024 Teacher of the Year winners who were announced, and to our top two teachers, our Middle School Secondary Teacher of the Year, Justin Allison from Ben Davis High School, and our Elementary Early Learning Teacher of the Year, Sarah Becker from McClellan Elementary. Both of those individuals will be entering the statewide competition for the Indiana Teacher of the Year. Well, today I have the privilege of speaking with somebody extremely special, our top academician at Ben Davis University High School, the 2024 valedictorian, Calvin Welter. Welcome, Calvin.
Thank you. Thank you.
Calvin, you, what an amazing feat. You have the highest academic record, the highest GPA at Ben Davis University High School, one of the most successful early college high schools in the country. And not only are you earning your high school diploma, but tomorrow you're going to travel down to Vincennes, Indiana, and actually participate in the Vincennes University ceremony to get your associate degree before you even walk across the stage to get your high school diploma. How cool is that?
It's very cool. I'm very excited about it.
I'm sure your parents are excited.
Yeah, they are.
And so talk to me about, how did you choose Ben Davis University High School? Because you had a choice when you were thinking about your career path, your academic path when you were an eighth grader. Where'd you go to eighth grade, by the way?
Chapel Hill.
Okay, so you're a Chapel Hill student. In elementary, you went to?
Roby
Rocket. All right, so Roby, Chapel Hill. Then at Chapel Hill, you decided to come to Ben Davis University High School. What made that decision for you?
There were a lot of things. They did a really good job of selling the benefits of the dual credit program with Vincennes, the associate's degree, the advanced classes. I've always been in higher level learning, so I thought it was a real good opportunity to just keep myself in an environment that would offer not just optional high ability courses, but all of them, and then still get 2 years of college at the end of it.
Yeah. I mean, who would imagine at 18, I'm assuming you're 17 or 18 years 18, old, 18 yeah. years old, you're going to walk out of here with a high school diploma and a 2-year associate degree. What's your major?
I'm business general studies.
Business and general studies. So where are you going after you graduate?
So I've already been accepted to IU Bloomington with direct admit to the Kelly School of Business.
Wow.
And I'm planning on majoring in accounting.
That is absolutely incredible. Congratulations. That's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really exciting when the letter came home.
Wow. Wow. So what has been the hardest part about, so I mean, you've been a college student now for 4 years. We always say as soon as you get into on the university team at the ninth grade center, you are a college student. You're enrolled in classes. You're taking college-level coursework. What's been the hardest thing for you as you think back, and maybe some advice you might give to our current eighth graders who are considering? What's the hardest thing about being a university high school student?
The hardest thing, I'd say, is adjusting your mindset from, like, traditional schooling to recognizing that even though you are in a high school building with high school teachers and other like high school aged students, you are taking college classes. The degree of difficulty is at a college level, the amount of responsibility that your teachers are trusting you with is at a college level. So I think recognizing that you're not just taking, you know, honors English, you're taking college English. Mm-hmm. You need to act like you're taking college English. Like English 102, which you take senior year, you start the course off with an 8-week paper that you have to write on your own. You got to dig resources up, find information all on your own, like you would in a college setting, even though you're here in a high school building.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So what? So I'm going to ask you for more advice, because there's a group of students right now at the ninth grade center. They're on the university team. They still have an opportunity to make a decision at the end of their ninth grade year on whether they're going to come to Ben Davis University High School or whether they'll go over to Ben Davis High School. What's your advice for them as they're thinking about that? Is there anything that you would tell them?
I think you need to consider what your goals are. Really look at what opportunities you want to pursue, because BDU has great programs, teachers, it's a great environment, but Ben Davis might also be the right spot for you. Area 31 is another dual credit course. Yep. Or environment with Vincennes. And maybe that's just something else you want to pursue. So really gather all the information you can. They do a great job of informing you about what you're going to do here, what it's like, and then just compare that to what you think Ben Davis has an offer for you as well.
Yeah, great, great advice. We know that Ben Davis University High School is a smaller setting. It's in, actually, this was the third Ben Davis High School building before Ben Davis moved over to the corner of 10th and Girls School in 1965. And it was renovated specifically for this program. So talk about the environment here. What do you like about the size of Ben Davis University High School, the staff, your classmates, the whole building?
Coming into it, out of ninth grade, even while we were learning about it in eighth grade, the size of the class and the size of the school overall was definitely one of the draws. Like, I've always been in smaller environments. I enjoy smaller groups of people. So comparing a 4,000 person school to a 400, really, that helped me choose where to go. But it's definitely a small, close-knit environment. Uh-huh. You're going, by the end of your 4 years, you're going to know everybody in your class. You're going to know all your teachers. They're going to know you. You're going to build relationships. And I'm still friends with the teachers I had as a sophomore, even though I haven't been in their rooms in 3 years. So everybody here gets to know you. They are here for you. They want to see you succeed. It's just a really great place to be in.
Yeah. You know, 4 years goes awfully quick. It probably doesn't seem like it at the time, but as you look back on your high school journey, it's already been 4 years. Yeah, and you only have four more left before, well, speaking of which, how many credits are going to transfer into Kelly?
I've not checked yet. That is something I need to do. But most of my gen ed classes should transfer over, because if you pass English 102, little word of advice for everybody coming here, don't fail that class. it changes your associate's degree to an associate's of science, which makes colleges take all of your credits as they are, not just writing them off all as elective credits. So yeah, it really helps secure those year or two worth of credits that you have transferring over to whatever four-year school you're going to.
Yeah, that Indiana College core is really important. Question I was going to ask you, what has been your favorite memory here at Ben Davis University High School in the 3 years that you've been in this building?
I don't know. There's been a lot that's happened. I think finding out I was going to be valedictorian was definitely the biggest thing for me, because I was top three coming out of sophomore year, and then about halfway through junior year when those grades updated and I saw I was number one, I was like, wow.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, and I was like, it didn't really seem real because it was just a number on a screen for half a year, and then you get back senior year and everybody starts talking about, you know, that's what you're going to do. You're going to have to give a speech. You got to, you know, lock in. Like, you got to be ready for the rest of the year because you have this opportunity to stay number one, and it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Speaking of the speech, do you have yours done?
I do. Aww. I do. Checked it with half the English department here, so hopefully it's a good one.
Well, I'm glad that you went back to your professors and had them just take a once over on that. I have had many English teachers that I've worked with that have said, let me proofread that before you send it out. So yeah. a good word of advice there as well. Last question I have for you. When you're not studying, when you're not in school, what do you like to do?
I have a job at the Culver's on Rockville Road. Little plug there. Go,
stop go by Culver's. Yeah.
That takes up a lot of my time, but I feel like that's really helped me in a different way than what BDU could have. Just practical work experience is something that we may not get here, but is extremely helpful, I think. I like to just kind of hang out with mm-hmm. my cats. There's four of them, and they're all crazy. So other than that, I don't really do a lot. It might sound bad to say, but it's kind of nice just to go home and relax.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't agree more. Well, Calvin, thank you very much for being our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, class of 2024, Ben Davis University High School valedictorian Calvin Welter. Calvin, good luck.
Thank you.
Well, coming up, Love Where You Are cleanup is happening today and tomorrow. Also, tomorrow is the Stoutfield Elementary 5K, which starts at 9:30 a.m. at Stoutfield Park, right next to Stoutfield Elementary School. It is a free event, a fun-filled morning with prizes to win, and they'll be celebrating Stoutfield's 50th anniversary on that site. So make sure to bring the whole family. Also, the 2024-2025 physical night for incoming 7th through 12th graders is coming up on Thursday, May the 2nd. That'll be held in the Ben Davis High School main gym from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Also on Thursday, May 2nd, from 5:30 to 7:30 at Ben Davis 9th Grade Center, right next door, make sure to enter through door number 5, we will be hosting an immunization clinic. It's a great time to get your immunizations taken care of for the 2024-2025 school year. Those are being offered at no cost to those without insurance and will be open to the community. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission to activate and accelerate student learning and our vision to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.